Just over the Brooklyn Bridge, right off Flatbush Avenue, there's a gaggle of 25-story or so orange office towers surrounding a clean and orderly urban park. Metrotech, it's called. Brad Lander, a city planner who heads the Pratt Center for Community Development, looks up, remembering what it was like here 30 years ago in the mid-1970s.
It was totally different. I mean, now what you have is sort of a suburban office park. What you had here 30 years ago was a mix of homes and small factories and small retail shops.
In the 1970s, few to no large businesses wanted to locate in Brooklyn. In those days, the borough was roiled by uneasiness and the beginnings of a crime wave that would last two decades. But one developer, Horror City Ratner, had its eye on Brooklyn. The company has made developing underserved urban areas a specialty. Local officials were ecstatic. But there was a price. Heavy public subsidies and a complex design to make a largely white office staff feel safe in mostly black downtown Brooklyn. The fortress-like towers surround the park. Even today, there's little here to lure anyone in who doesn't have a reason to be here. There's an Au Bon Pain, a few other lunch spots, not much more. Brad Lander.
It wasn't designed to have a street life. You know, in Lower Manhattan or in Midtown Manhattan, there are very tall office buildings, but on their ground floors, they have a street. And they've got retail shops on the ground floor, so office workers come downstairs. That was designed out of this place.
It took more than architecture to get businesses to come. The city gave Forest City Ratner a huge package of tax and other incentives. And then, after that, it paid out more, upwards of $200 million to Chase Bank to be the first tenant. At the time, it was the biggest corporate retention deal in city history. Millions more went to Bear Stearns, another tenant here. Was it worth it? Jonathan Bowles is the head of the Center for an Urban Future. He's generally critical of corporate subsidy deals. But he says when faced with massive hemorrhaging of certain corporate jobs in the 1980s, the Metrotech project filled the void.
And we've hung on to some companies and those back office jobs that we probably wouldn't have if not for Metrotech.
As for establishing downtown Brooklyn as a major business center, Bowles, Lander, and others say Metrotech did that too. But taxpayers are still doing their part. One of the biggest employers here is the City of New York. The fire department has its headquarters here. So does the Department of Information Technology and Telecommunications. According to city records, the city pays $32 million every year to rent office space in these buildings it helped to build. Documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission show Forest City Enterprises, the parent company of Forest City Ratner, has $7.3 billion in assets and does business in 19 states and the District of Columbia. But what is its largest tenant? The City of New York. Jonathan Bowles.
The idea of Metrotech or downtown Brooklyn expansion is not to put government buildings or government offices in a subsidized corporate location. I mean, that's just silly.
Look, the city has to take space someplace. So is it wrong that Forest City has the space?
That's Jim Stuckey, vice president of Forest City Ratner. He says in the 1980s, the nonprofit Regional Plan Association recommended that city and state agencies move in to Metrotech.
To help seed the area, to bring a population in, to help the area be safe, to help bring other retail businesses and others back to life. That's exactly what happened. There's 22,000 jobs where there were no jobs before.
That's true, but they're not new jobs. At a city council hearing last spring, Councilmember Letitia James wondered aloud why the public should make new investments in the Atlantic Yards project when Metrotech hadn't created jobs for Brooklynites.
Those industries, as you know, the vast majority of those employees do not look like me, do not live in the borough of Brooklyn.
Stuckey replied, Metrotech wasn't designed to hire local residents.
No one ever represented at Metrotech that it was meant to be a project other than a project for back office, operational office jobs. It was not ever represented in its history. I know a lot of people now are saying that we said things 10 years ago, but I've challenged and asked people to show me where we've said it and have yet to see it.
Have yet to see it. The public has made other investments in Forest City projects in Brooklyn. The Atlantic Center Mall lies directly across the street from the proposed new Nets Arena. From the start, the mall has had difficulty attracting an anchor tenant. Caldors came and went, then A&S, then Macy's. The State Economic Development Agency has offices where Macy's used to be.
Now serving D822 and window number 17.
The state has another large office here. Tucked behind a Marshall's discount store is the Brooklyn office of the Department of Motor Vehicles. The DMV moved its Brooklyn offices here about 2 years ago from a nearby location that was slightly smaller. Documents obtained from the state show the DMV paying $1.6 million in annual rent, going up to $1.8 million after 5 years. The DMV says the new quarters are more accessible and have better parking. But like Metrotech, the Atlantic Center Mall is well-stocked with government tenants. Stuckey told us the mall's troubles have more to do with problems in the retail industry than anything else. But the mall's long, hot corridors provide no place for the largely Black and Latino customers here to congregate. Shopping can be an uncomfortable experience, and at the council hearing, Stuckey acknowledged that.
We recognize that when we did it, we believe, like most people did, that retailers wouldn't come to New York City. So we listened to some of the major retailers tell us on how we should design the project. And I will tell you, because I've always said if we find a mistake, we're big enough to admit it, it was a mistake.
The company seems to have learned from that mistake. Its nearby Atlantic Terminal Mall, opened last fall, is much easier to navigate, and it's almost full. It has, since its inception, been anchored by an enormously successful Target store. A spot check of the employees there finds many do live in Brooklyn. A block up Flatbush Avenue, Forest City has promised to build thousands of units of affordable housing. It says it will give preference to people from surrounding communities for the jobs created by the housing, offices, and basketball arena. And it put those promises in writing. The company hopes that will ease the way for a series of public contributions. The MTA votes tomorrow on whether to award the yards for $100 million, half of what its assessor said the property was worth. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.